Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 154 on February 20th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Aurora Cannabis, the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF, and Cisco Systems. And we discuss three new trades on Ebang International Holdings, American Airlines, and Halliburton. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know in order to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, this was a very short week of trading due to the U.S. markets being closed for President's Day last Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched 35 points higher, closing the week at 31,494 points. The S&P 500 Index lost 28 points, ending the week at 3,906 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And this week, the topic is going to be closing trades early. Now, there are situations when I've traded or when I've had a trade that was clearly winning just before expiration. And I always say that our goals are to lock in profit and minimize risk. Like, you've heard me say that on the show before. And as long as the trade is open, the risk is still long. You can't count your profits. So this past week, I had an Iron Condor trade that was expiring out of the money, just like I wanted it. The underlying stock was only 65 cents above my short put spread. And I thought about closing that put spread. I could have paid 9 cents or $9 in real terms to close the trade and keep a profit of 44 cents or 44 bucks a spread. Now, that $9 actually represents nearly 17% of my total profit. So I took a closer look at the stock and made an assessment of which way the stock was going to move over the next couple of days. And I use technical analysis. You guys have heard me say that before. I'm an advocate of understanding fundamentals, but I'm also a big advocate of having a couple of technical indicators in your back pocket so that you can follow along and really understand, you know, which way a stock may be moving or not moving. So after taking a closer look at the stock, I decided to be patient. And I had been patient for weeks up to this point, right? I put this trade on 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I'd been patient all the way up to this week. So I wanted to make sure that this trade was going to move in the right direction. So being patient a few more days wasn't a bad thing. And I almost took the bait right at the end this week. I almost decided to go ahead and close the trade out early. The goal, of course, is locking in profit and removing the risk, and that seemed like the right thing to do. Now, after taking a closer look at the stock chart, I knew there was a good chance that this stock was going to hold its level, meaning it was going to stay above the strike that I wanted it to stay above. So, but the other piece of it, because I was trading a spread, I knew that I had sized the trade in a way that I could handle the downside. Like, I could handle a loss. If you can handle the downside, you can also handle the full upside. So this time, I actually held the trade and was able to lock in the maximum profit, the maximum gain at expiration. And there's so much of this. When it comes to trading, people like to get down to the nitty gritty, you know, why do you trade this? How do you price this? And you need that for sure. Once you have all of that, you can then take a step back and start to get into the mental side of trading. And so much of being successful as a trader is mental. It's being able to control your fear of loss, right? In a moment where, I mean, I was winning, but I also knew that the trade, the risk was still on. So maybe closing the risk out early would be great, but if you don't allow the trades to fully mature, if you're not taking maximum profit, then you're never going to achieve your actual goals in trading. So at some point, you know, you have to learn how to hold your trades so that you get the maximum gain. You don't want to cut your profits early. You do want to cut, like, losing risk. If you're losing money, you want to learn to cut losing risk off early. But you've got to learn to let your good trades ride. Let them roll. And I managed to do that this week. I've done it. I've actually gotten a lot better over the last couple of years at doing that because I'm a lot more systematic in my approach. And I'm also a lot more, I quantify all the risk right from the start. I used to do that mentally. Now I write it down. I do all sorts of things to make sure that it's a known, stated factor right from the start. And it just lets me do the right thing when my greed, when my ego, when everything else is getting in the way, when my fear overtakes me, I can look at the numbers and say, no, you're still on the right side of the trade and this makes sense. So let's move forward. So that's it for the topic of the week. You don't want to close off your trades early if you're not going to be able to maintain a significant portion of the maximum gain on the trade. If I could have closed the risk off for a penny, I would have done it. But at 9 cents, you're taking away, 17% of my profit. So I held, and it worked out this time. Doesn't always work out, but that's part of the game as well, as knowing when to walk away from risk. So that's it for the topic of the week. Let's get into the trade review. And we're this week is going to be kind of interesting because we had such a nothing week in the larger markets, right? I mean, 30 points up in the Dow, 28 points down in the S&P. That's not a whole lot. So we'll start off with our covered call as usual. We looked at Aurora Cannabis, symbol A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie, B as in Bravo. At the time, the stock was trading for $12.48 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the March 13 call at $1.95. That could give me a maximum return of 19.79% in 5 weeks. Well, Aurora Cannabis stock finished this week 27 cents lower, closing on Friday at $12.21 per share. The call option that we sold actually lost 78 cents in value as well. So that left us with a net gain of 51 cents on the week. Now, we're still well above our break-even point for this trade, so I would shy away from just closing the trade at this point or making any adjustments. From a technical analysis perspective, the stock appears to be making a slight leg down before possibly heading higher and staying within the upper trend, that upward trending channel that it's been in. So if stock heads lower, we can definitely consider rolling the strike lower or maybe even selling a higher call spread against it. But for now, this trade looks like it's going to finish the way we want, and I wouldn't make any adjustments. Let's just see what stock does. Next trade on the week was a credit spread. We looked at the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF, symbol G as in Golf, D as in Delta, X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $34.78 per share. I looked at selling that March 35-36 call spread at 38 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 62 cents per spread. Now, the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF fell $2.04 this week, closing at $32.74 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread that we sold is now even more out-of-the-money. The spread could be repurchased for 16 cents. That would be an example of closing this trade early. And that would allow you to lock in a gain, a 22-cent gain on the week. Now, given that we're currently $2.74 away from the break-even point, I would not look to close this trade early at all. This one is working, so I would definitely look to hold on to it until expiration, unless the stock begins to approach the break-even point, right? If it starts to go towards the break-even point, you now have some decisions to make. But right now, we're so far away from it that This is looking like it's going to be a profit over the next 4 weeks. So all in all, nice trade. Let's ride this one out as well. Our third trade on the week last week did not fare quite as well. It's a debit spread on Cisco Systems, symbol C as in Charlie, S as in Sierra, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar. At the time, the stock was trading for $47.29 per share. I looked at buying that March 46-47 call spread for 65 cents, which would give us a maximum gain of 35 cents, which equates to a 53.85% return in 5 weeks. Well, Cisco shares actually fell $1.61, ending the week at $45.68 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now out of the money, and the spread could be sold for 29 cents, which would give us an immediate loss of 36 cents per spread. Now, the stock is still trading in a range that has served as resistance multiple times in the last couple of months, and oftentimes these resistance levels turn into support when they're revisited. Before closing this trade out early, I would likely wait a few days just to see if the stock price is going to bounce off of that level, off of that support level. And the good thing is that our maximum loss is limited because we bought this option and we accounted for it from the start. So this trade has 4 weeks left, and we can be a little patient or a lot patient just to see what happens with the stock. So I'm expecting the stock to give a bounce and allow this trade to end up finishing a lot higher, possibly fully in the money the way we'd like. But either way, you know, when I entered this trade, I had a defined loss, and I'm going to try my best to protect that while also giving this trade enough room to breathe. So hopefully that makes sense. If it doesn't, feel free to reach out. You can email me, email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. So now I'm going to get into the new trades this week. And today was options expiration. So any February positions you have on are either being priced for their intrinsic value or they have expired at zero. So this expiration actually treated me pretty well. I'm happy and managed to make a little bit more money than my fear almost allowed me to make. So all in, it's a good day. So let's look at the new trades this week. Of course, we're 4 weeks away from March expiration on March the 19th. We're going to start off with the covered call, looking at what I think is called EBANG International Holdings. It could also just be EBANG International Holdings. But the symbol is E as in Echo, B as in Bravo, O as in Oscar, N as in November. And the stock ended the week at $11.06 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling that March 12.5 call at $2.80, which could give us a maximum possible return of 38.34%. That's 38.34% in 4 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying EBON stock for $11.06 and selling the March 12.5 call at $2.80. Now this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $12.50 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $8.26. In real terms, the stock purchase will require $1,106, and you would collect $280 for selling the option. Next up, we have a credit spread. Looking at a company we've traded before on here, it's American Airlines, symbol AAL, A as in Alpha, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima. Stock ended the week at $18.68 per share, and I'm looking at selling the March 18-17 put spread at 36 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 64 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the March 18 put at $1.07 and concurrently buying the March 17 put for 71 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $18 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $17.64 per share, and in real terms, you would receive $36 per spread that you sell, and you'd have $64 at risk. Our final trade on the week is a debit spread on Halliburton, symbol HAL, H as in Hotel, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima. The stock ended the week at $20.20 per share, and I'm looking at buying that March 19-20 call spread for paying 63 cents per spread. That could give us a maximum return of 37 cents, or that's a 58.73% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the March 19 call for $1.84 and concurrently selling the March 20 call at $1.21. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain higher than $20 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $19.63 per share. So in real terms, you'll pay $63 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $37 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for sharing the show as well. I know several of you have reached out that you've shared this with friends of yours. That is awesome in my book. So thank you so much. And I hope you're actually trading or at least following along with me on this journey. And I love the emails I get. I did get quite a few emails this week, so I'm going to have to take a little more time to respond to them. But thank you guys so much. I have some new training, a new sort of a reboot of the 5 and 5 training series that I made to teach the basics of this show. I made one whole new training video. I'm hoping to be able to post that this weekend. And I'm going to be doing daily videos of option trading, ideally starting next week. So come back to make sure you join our YouTube channel, subscribe to the channel, share it with friends of yours, like the videos, leave comments, do everything, and then continue to hear, listen to the show on Friday and Saturday. But I've been making daily technical analysis videos for another trading channel that I have, Income Trading 101. And I'm loving it. And I decided it's time to, put out some more videos with regards to options. Not that many people are creating, new trades and new thoughts on trading every day. So it should be a little different than the ideas I present here on the show. And a lot of times the reason for that difference is just going to be that the market moves. And with every market move, there's new opportunities. So never feel like there's not enough opportunity out there. There's so much opportunity for trades, for everything. So I'm going to be making daily videos, and I've made a new training series. So I'll post that video soon and post it to the website. And that's it. Also, let me apologize to the people that are already subscribed to the Weekly Option YouTube channel, because last weekend I caught us up. I uploaded like almost 40 videos just to make sure that the podcast was up to date on YouTube. So this will all be updated regularly every week. I'm back on my game. Hey, it's a new year. We've got some new trades coming. So thank you guys so much for watching. Thanks for listening. And as usual, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.